You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Police in riot gear tore down plywood barriers set up by protesters at UCLA about 2 hours ago, and then they moved in and started making arrests.
ABC's Trevor Ault was there watching as it all happened.
Flashbangs being fired overhead. We've seen a few non-lethal rounds that have been fired at people. That's between, far between. The noises that you're hearing isn't gunfire, though. It's meant to kind of distract and be a bit of a dispersal technique.
Since the encampment walls were torn down, we've watched on our news monitors as police have put dozens of protesters in zip ties, led them off to waiting buses. Right now, we can see what's left over from the tent city with garbage and coolers and supplies and graffiti scattered all around the campus.
The Jewish community here in Salt Lake City has increased security around synagogues because of the nationwide protest over the Israeli-Hamas war. Rabbi Moshe Nigri tells KSL TV he's been reaching out to Jewish students at the University of Utah since the protest started on Monday.
The students felt more safer than before, and they felt that the future is going to be brighter.
Another local rabbi says disagreeing better is critical to finding peace for everyone.
A series of investigative reports that started 20 years ago may come full circle today on KSL News Radio. The Dave and Dujanovic Show will revisit a story that's stuck with Debbie ever since then.
This morning, two names will be added to the Utah Law Enforcement Memorial at the state capitol. One of them is the name of a narcotics officer who died of liver cancer after repeated exposure to meth labs in the line of duty. KSL's Debbie Dujanovic reported extensively on the issue 20 years ago, speaking to dozens of officers in a similar situation. When she first interviewed Officer Trenton Halliday, he described some health problems, but just 1 year later, he was dead at the age of 37. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Adding his name to the memorial recognizes his death as happening in the line of duty and potentially opens the door for his family to receive benefits. Dave and Dujanovic will be there live.
Checking in on the Chad Daybell trial, an insurance broker has been on the stand and says that Daybell never made any mention of two additional kids when getting an insurance policy right after marrying Lori Vallow. Our Amy Kobabe is there in Boise covering that trial, and she'll join us live coming up at 7:45.
Utah's governor is putting cities on notice, saying he wants to see progress on affordable housing. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, at a luncheon in St. George yesterday, Governor Spencer Cox told city and other county leaders in southern Utah to start approving more smaller lots for affordable starter homes. He said he's giving them 1 year to green light zoning and permits that eventually allow for smaller homes less than $300,000 to be built. But he went on to say that if they don't meet a 1 year deadline, that the state could step in. Now, the governor did tell the St. George News that he was not making a threat, but rather he wanted to make this a chance to collaborate. He told them, quote, "This is the year we need everybody to step up." Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney has a bill he hopes will put a roadblock in the way of a new electric vehicle rule from the Environmental Protection Agency. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter.
Tim, this new EPA rule is about cutting 7 billion tons of carbon out of the atmosphere. And it would do that by limiting tailpipe emissions from cars and trucks. But it would require over half of all new vehicles sold to be electric by 2032, according to AP News. Senator Mitt Romney says that might sound politically attractive, but that it won't put a dent in lowering global emissions, and it could hurt rural Utahns. Romney's pushing to use something called the Congressional Review Act to overturn the rule. And in the past, he's advocated for using a carbon tax instead to actually address the carbon emissions. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.